Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Josh. Thank you very much for coming. Let me start with the introduction of the team present here, because I believe one of the main goals that we have organizing this meeting is to introduce you the team of MTS that is working hard, I believe, on implementation of the targets of the shareholders and investors, and that has been formed through the last year as and that looks forward of effective cooperation with the company and inside the company in the next coming years, I believe. So let me I know that you've met already with my colleagues, but it wouldn't be better if I would definitely introduce Mr. Vsevolod Rozanov, the CFO of the company, Mr. Sergey Aslanyan, who is the Technological Director, Vice President of the company. He's in charge of IT and technology. Mr. Mikhail Shamolin, who is the Vice President and the Director of our biggest business unit Russia. Let me introduce you Mrs. Cynthia Gordon, who recently joined us on the position of CMO of the group of the company. Mr. Gareth Johnson, the CMO of Russia. We have here the Vice President, Mr. Pavel Pavlovsky, who is the Director of the business unit in charge of Belarus, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. And as you know, from the 1st of January, Ukraine is a separate business unit, and until the 1st of January, Pavel was in charge also of our Ukrainian operations. We have our strategy director, Mr. Michael Hecker, here. And of course, you know, Vice President Andrey Cherubenin in charge of PR and IR, and Josh Tugan, who is in charge of Department of Investment Relationship. We have here also our colleagues from Sistema Group, and I'm happy to introduce Mrs. Irina Potekina, who is in charge of PR relationship within Sistema Group. Welcome, Irina. So we are the team, we are MTS, and we are representing more than 20,000 people working at the company, servicing more than 70 million customers on the CIS territory. Despite introduction of the team, what are the other two goals of the meeting we have? We would like to tell you how do we see the year 2007, how do we look even into the longer perspective, what do we anticipate from the market, what do we anticipate from ourselves. We'll give you the forecast of some basic numbers for our development for the year 2007. We are not here to comment our competitors. We are not here to comment our shareholders. We are not here to give a very detailed prescription of each and every business number we're going to have in the year 2007. And we are not here to disclose, as you understand, the results of the year 2006. Time will come in March for that. But of course we'll comment on the forecast for the year 2006 as well. We are really not here to surprise you with something. We really want to be a predictable company, and you know our results, you know our focus, you know our strategy, and we want to be even more transparent for you, and we want to be predictable. That's why we are here, to give you more data, to share with you more of our ideas and thoughts, and to be in the future as predictable as we hope we have been through the year 2006. There have been definitely a lot of changes in the last year with MTS. And you witnessed all of them. And I really want to start by giving our thanks to the majority of you present here, because we really used a lot of your advices, your ideas, and hints, I would even say, by formatting of our strategy and even planning our day-to-day operations. And we hope that this meeting we'll have in the next coming hours will also give us some, as usually, give us some advices and thoughts that will help from your side to us, that will help us to look at some of the activities of ourselves in a different way maybe, and to improve things that we do for the customers, for the investors, even for our own employees. So we value quite high the exchange of opinions, and will by all means stimulate this exchange in the future. My presentation is the first one. We'll have, as Andrei has already mentioned, the set of presentations, and I believe each of them will disclose better the topics. So that's why it seems reasonable that we'll have the Q&A session after all of the presentations, because it will allow us to give you, let's say, the full picture before you will pass to your questions and maybe statements. So the last year we, as I mentioned, passed some significant changes, and what is of course important is that the questions you've addressed us like in April and May and June of the last year, and the questions you'll address to us today, and as I witnessed through a small roadshow in December that had been addressed to us in December, are, let's say, 180 degrees different from what we heard like 6 months ago. And the ideas about MTS usually are different, the concerns are different, the expectations are different, etc. So this is the other big reason why we are interested in the dialogues, because we from one hand want to show how we understand the company and your new views and new ideas, your new observations of our activities is of big importance to us. So my presentation, I believe, will be maybe the most generalistic ones, and the more will go to Vsevolod, Sergey, and Mikhail, and Garrett. They will be more specific. So this is the content of my presentation. We'll tell you some words about the markets where we operate. I will try to show the strategic view of MTS on its activities on this market, and I will attract your attention on the execution of the strategy, since this is, as we believe, one of the most important parts of our activities. And as always, and this is demonstrated on the slide, our activity will be oriented to bring the good returns on the investments of the investors. And this is the main strategic and tactical task of the company. And whatever we do, we measure against our strategic goal to give a long-term high return on investment capital to our investors. So we are still proceeding with our monetaristic, conservative, and financially oriented approach in forecasting and planning. This is how we see the markets where we operate. Actually, we share this opinion with public well-known sources, so it's hardly a big surprise to you. So we believe that in 2007, the Russian market will be in total, Russian mobile telecom market will be in total more than $15 billion dollars, with the penetration level higher than 110%. We believe the GDP growth will be still quite high and more than 7%. And the same numbers we show for the other regions of CIS, because CIS is our home market and our main interest and main concerns for the and main targets for the next year are linked with CIS. So in Ukraine, mobile market more than $4 billion. Penetration also almost like in Russia, more than 110%. GDP growth about 5%. Uzbekistan, the mobile market more than 350 million, penetration level like 16%, GDP growth 7%. Turkmenistan, it's the mobile market more than $200 million, penetration level to grow to level of 8% from the current 3%, and the GDP growth of about 5.7%. We of course monitor the situation in the other markets where we don't operate now, and they all are of interest for us. So just looking forward to your questions on M&A activity, if any, then in first of all in CIS markets for us. That's why we keep monitoring situation both on the markets and the companies, potential targets for our M&A activity, mainly on the CIS territory. So totally, year on year, the market will grow at about 17%. And in the two main countries, like biggest countries like Russia and Ukraine, the penetration will be quite high, and almost the extensive growth scenario will be over by the end of the year 2007. And in the other markets, there will be still quite a good room for development on the in extensive way by increasing the amount of subscribers. The market, as you see, is very attractive, and with our investments, both in organic and inorganic growth. The growth drivers are different depending on the, from market to market, depending mostly on the level of penetration and the amount of GDP and the disposable income of the population. So if in Russia the growth drivers are high income growth next year's low fixed line penetration and still serious underconsumption in mobile voice and value-added services, if like Gareth Johnson likes to give this example quite often, like Russians MOU is like five times lower like than in Ireland, and it's not by nature of Russian population to speak less than Irish people. So I believe we all believe that this is a big, let's say, normal, natural potential for growth and consumption in voice services. And definitely we like 40 to 50% use less value-added services, especially the GPRS linked and then next coming, let's say, 3G linked internet services than in the Western markets. And this is a big room for growth for us in the Russian Federation. Linked to this opportunities, we understand that we should stimulate the usage both in voice and value-added services. And from another hand, we should be very accurate with the elasticity of the market to keep tariffs in order to, let's say, accomplish, to accompany the growth of MOU with reasonable pricing and to allow ARPU to grow, let's say, constantly accompanied by the growth of usage. Ukraine and Belarus, it's for the time being, to a certain extent, a non-penetrated population, so there's still some growth, especially in Ukraine and Belarus, growth for amount of subscribers. Of course, the same situation with MOU and VAS consumption like in Russia, and also low fixed line penetration is an opportunity for us. So in those countries we should increase the brand attractiveness, and Ukraine will plan, as you know, the rebranding this year. We have to take care of the size and quality of the network to cover the growing amount of users. And we have to be accurate with pricing as well, in order not to destroy the values like we've been almost on the way to in Russia till the middle of the last year. Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, it's a growth story, a very low penetration, young population, the definitely a lot of room for extensive growth. That's why the scenario is quite traditional for this market: create the network, make massive, attractive proposals, marketing efforts, create attractive brands, and once again control the prices, even if you have to decrease them, and that will be the story over there. You have to do it in a modest, disciplined, and very, let's say, reasonable way. The company and its development need to meet industry trends and challenges. So this is introduction of new technologies. You know, we're going to participate in the UMTS license tender in Russian Federation, and not only in Russia. We believe that there will be opportunities to get UMTS license in some of the other countries where we operate already, or where we have an ideal like to operate in the other CIS countries. And been always the leader in new technologies in the territory of CIS. MTS should play its role and satisfy its customers' needs in the services of the new generation. And that's why we will not only try to get the license, but also we think about that we will definitely make a rollout of the network. And we shouldn't be the last one, let me say like that, developing the networks. We should be reasonably developing it in the way to totally satisfy the customer needs we have. And you know that in Russia and in Ukraine, we own the most demanding part. We're happy to own the most demanding part of the customer base. This, for example, you know the statistics, 10% of our Russian customers are contracted customers and are postpaid customers. Usually they have a very big usage and big demands on quality and big demands on services. So we should, to retain these customers and to satisfy them, we will need to make a special rollout of our networks in 3G, especially in the areas of their business business and life activities, to satisfy their needs. In 3G, we of course give preference to UMTS and HBA technology, but in Ukraine we will also make a limited rollout of CDMA 450 technology, as we informed you before, to satisfy the needs mostly of the customers who don't have broadband access to internet due to low penetration of fixed line and ADSL services. So we believe we have a room opportunities there, especially for data transfer, especially for those who don't have access to internet, and we're going to use this opportunity by CDMA 450 network creation that's going to start its commercial usage in the middle of 2007. WiMAX, we look very attentively at this technology, and we're not the only ones doing that in the Sistema Telecom Group, and we are not very enthusiastic to the time on developing ourselves there, but we have to take care of the developments there in order not to miss something important if something important will happen in that industry. We will look for the frequencies in the areas where we operate, for WiMAX frequencies, since it looks to be anyway an asset for us, and we are skeptical for the time being for the rollout of the networks, even if we'll have the frequencies that will allow us to do that. Convergence, you know, convergence is a significant part of our 3+1 strategy, and especially having unique opportunities in Sistema Telecom Group to test convergence scenarios. We are already on the way doing that. There will be a special slide devoted to convergence. It's not only in Russia. We'll make convergent offer in Ukraine, like, for example, CDMA 450 and GSM offer. We really think that at least on the cost-saving side, we have a huge potential with the convergence cases. And there is also quite a room for the revenue stimulation with convergence topics, and we will play hard there to get the potential that we have. Industry consolidation, it's also a main industrial trend. We really believe that the next coming 3 years, there will be serious consolidation processes going on in mobile industry and in telecom industry in general terms, and that would result in reduction of the cost per head of customer or per user, and only the scale effect will definitely work in our industry. So we, if we will still be small, and let's say our competitors will be big international groups, we will lose our competitiveness. That's why we cannot just neglect this idea, and that since we believe in it, and no, Sistema Telecom also believes in it, and that's why we have to think how to become bigger. MTS task is to look CIS wise and on a reasonable level, other let's say outside of CIS, looking for growth, to let's say use this scale, the scale effect on our own operations. We don't, of course, just forecasting your question, we don't participate in any discussion and idea about like what's been in the press about Deutsche Telekom or Italian Telecom. That if it takes place, this is the let's say concern of our shareholders. Our task, the management task, is to look for its own growth by mostly acquisition scenarios in CIS and in the growth markets outside CIS. In order not to create an empire, but in order to reduce costs and to, let's say, increase returns on the investors. So by this slide, we are reminding you the strategy that has been adopted in the middle of the last year by the board of directors and been quite for some time and the topic of the discussion with the analysts, investors, and the public. Though a lot of things have been changed since that time, the strategy, thanks God, has not been changed. We're still there, and we believe that the priorities we have for the year 2007, they are demonstrated on the right part of this chart. And so this is revenue stimulation in all markets, cost reduction, especially in developed markets, leveraging group synergies, deliberate M&A approach, and convergence are just the logical consequence of the strategy we have and of the first steps of implementation of the strategy that we have undertaken last year. The next slides are devoted to each of these 2007 priorities. So the first priority is revenue stimulation. First of all, to stimulate the consumption, we need to understand the needs. For this, to understand better the needs, we need to go segmented, because the needs are different in different segments and in different geographies. That's why we have geographical approach and then segmented approach in our marketing, and we'll go deeper in segments. That would bring to us, we believe, in Russia, the growth of MOU, some growth in ARPU, and we hope to keep our revenue market share stable, and that's, let's say, our view on 2007. In Ukraine and Belarus, we, as I said, we still we need to have the best network. We have to give a proper quality for the network, and to satisfy the quite rapidly growing amount of customers. We need to grow the customer base in extensive way, though we in Ukraine, for example, have two aggressive competitors trying to eat our market share. That we don't have a primary task to retain our market leadership position in revenues or customer subscribers amount that we lost in the end of 2005. We will be happy if we will manage to achieve that, but what is more important for us is to have our customers satisfied, to keep our market share stable, and to have attractive returns on the investments, good bottom line results in the Ukrainian market. In Belarus, we have a predominant position for the time being. We understand that competitors will become more aggressive. They gave us much easier life, I would say, for the time being than in Russia and Ukraine, and it wouldn't last for long. And we have learned our lessons. We are the most attractive brand in Belarus for the time being, and we have the best network there. We sell a lot, and our market share is high. So in Belarus, we would like to grow our market share, to grow MOU, to, as I said previously, to stimulate the usage, and not to allow ARPU in both of those countries to go down. Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, I really believe in our professional round, you wouldn't be surprised with the forecast that all of the basic parameters will go down, because it's a traditional scenario for an ultimate market leader with like 60 and higher percent of the market share, and with the market penetration low than 5% like in Turkmenistan and lower than 10% like in Uzbekistan. Time goes, we will have aggressive competitors. We will definitely do our best not to lose any sign of the leadership, but some parts of the, some percentages of the market share will probably be will probably lose in order to keep our bottom line perfect. And that would result in some reduction. The competition will, and the growth of penetration will result in some reduction of MOU, and by that, by ARPU. And, you know, this is like an hen and an egg story, so to create more customer base, like in Uzbekistan, we'll have to show, to offer more attractive for mass market for products, and usually they offer some low APPM to grow the MOU and grow the amount of customer base. So we don't understand, we believe we'll have quite strong performance, God help us, in Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan, but still the arrows will look like that. The examples of market stimulation activities consumption stimulation activities that we have undertaken last year on this next slide. We give you here the numbers about our successful launches of two main products of 2006. Product Первый, where you see Mr. Shamolin in the role of Yuri Gagarin here. Look how similar they are. And I don't, unfortunately, cannot give you the name of the lady on the red the photograph for Red Brand. Now I know there are some people in the team who are very much interested to get, let's say, her contacts. Let's say with the help of the marketing solutions and what is much more important with the new structure of the tariff stimulating the usage, we've been from one hand able to increase our customer base, to increase our revenues, and to grow ARPU. And I believe this gives us will give you the idea that we're equipped to achieve our targets in usage stimulation. Cost reduction. Through the meetings with investors in December, I got an impression that we created the flavor of the team that is mostly oriented on cost cuttings, and that was the first and the second question, how many people you fired and how many costs you've reduced. Of course, have undertaken these measures as stage one of the result of the Q4 05, Q1 06 results. And what would you do in my place? I believe 99% of you would do the same, but it has never been the strategy of the company. to just concentrate all of our activities on cost optimization. First of all, we are thinking about our market development and marketing efforts and customer satisfaction and quality of the services, but we will not reduce our pressure on our costs, and that would be continuously effort of the company that been started by unpopular measures in the beginning of, in the middle of 2006, and will be and is developing right now and will be developed in the future on a much more planned and let's say managed way managed way. So it's not only Moscow activity, it's not only a Russian activity, it will go in all of the markets, it will go in all of the functions, and it's let's say two-way process. It's a top-down indication, benchmark creation on the corporate level, and it's the bottom-up initiatives to meet these benchmarks from the business units and business unit levels. So it will areas of emphasis are of course the optimization of the headcount, the network service cost reduction. For example, we have a big program of network of vendors network harmonization due to the extensive growth, or say M&A type of growth of the company since the year 2000. We've acquired companies with different providers of equipment, and we have, as a result of that, like five vendors supplying us in different regions, and we want to reduce this amount to the size of two vendors in the next coming 3 to 4 years. And we are already on the way to implement this task. The year 2006 was the first year on this way. Of course, it will be resulted mainly in improving of the quality and reduction of our costs. Organizational optimization, we have now, there are a lot of areas where we can optimize our structure. We started this way last year by changing the structure of the whole group. And we can say that in all of the main areas, this restructurization have been accomplished in accordance with the plan. But it's not the end of the road. So there are, of course, new ways to improve the structure. For example, we're thinking about we have the plan to reduce the amount of macro regions in Russia. We have 10 now, and there is a good reason to reduce it. Selected outsourcing, one of the convergence and, plans we have within Sistema Telecom Group is to have a merge with, of our call centers for different companies in the group, and that by all means will reduce our costs, and we hope will improve in the quality since we can share good expertise there. So it's one of the examples how outsourcing can bring the results. There are like a lot of other opportunities with outsourcing. Not all of them should be definitely used, but they are all under consideration to improve our cost of things. Interconnection policy towards more profitable traffic balances, this is also something we can do. So these are just examples of the areas where we can, we should think about cost optimization. We have an ongoing activity of a special committee headed by Mr. Rozanov on the cost optimization. We have very aggressive targets for costs for the year 2007 already implemented in the business plan. And will be very attentive here. But our main task is not to spend less, but to earn more. So please take it into consideration when you, let's say, make your justifications about the strategy of MTS. Synergies. We have huge potential inside our own group for synergies. Quite a place to say that we have good areas for synergy inside Sistema Telecom and even in general terms Sistema Group, and we should use all of them. On this slide you see the main areas of those synergies to be used. They've been used already in 2006. We have to use them more in 2007. And the synergies are in marketing activities, like in using of the brands, using of the advertisements, creating the products, creating value-added services. The synergies are in cost reductions by optimizing of our procurement policies, by having special rates with the vendors, by having the same transportation technical solutions with MTS and within Sistema Telecom Group, like we can do a lot improving our NGN solutions, network solutions, like in Moscow, having the convergence case with the Comstar on this topic. We can improve our revenues and reduce our costs with roaming and interconnection charges inside our group, so there's a lot of room for synergies that has not been used yet, and that is a special area of our concern and attention. M&A approach in emerging markets. Well, our story is quite obvious. We have acquired nothing last year except Duck Telecom, as you know. Absolutely different to what we had in 2005 and the years before. We're going to do something tremendous this year. I don't think so. But it's absolutely obvious. For the sake of using the scale effect, we have to become bigger. Otherwise, we will become a part of something bigger. The next coming 3 years. So our shareholders don't want to get rid of, as they said publicly, don't want to get rid of their predominant position in telecom industry. It means that, as far as I read in the newspaper, same as you do, with being the shareholders of MTS or something else, they want to control the thing. That means they want to become the center of consolidation. They don't want to become a part of somebody else's consolidation activities. That means we have, as MTS, on our game is to look for how we can become bigger. It's first of all CIS. It could be some other markets like Asian markets where the penetration is low, where the GDP is quickly growing, where disposable income of population is quickly growing from low levels. So this is our platform. This is the markets where we know how to operate. This is where we have expertise. We have personnel. We have technologies. We have experts and know-how how to do this markets. That's why we can make more on those markets to bring our investors profit and the returns on the investments than some other players in the world who don't have experience of MTS type. So whenever we can use this skills and experience, wherever we'll have a reasonable pricing opportunity, we'll go. If we will not meet these opportunities, we'll stay where we are. The CIS market, even the market where we operate already now, gives a huge opportunity even for organic growth, still high double-digit numbers of growth for next year and good opportunities to growth in the next coming years. So we don't say our main task of the strategy is to grow externally. We just say we should be very serious here. Convergence. On the horizontal part of the slide, you see the chain of, construction of the services for the customers telecom industry, starting from content, aggregation, distribution, and devices. The convergence can and will go both ways, means horizontally and vertically. Where we are now, we understand we have to stay here, so we have to mostly concentrate ourselves on the distribution part, together with Sistema Telecom, and if we speak on the, in the territories where Sistema Telecom operates, and with other providers and other vendors in the other territories. So it can be an infrastructure integration, like I gave you the example of NGN network in Moscow, or like we can offer, for example, our transportation capabilities to Skylink or to, let's say, all CDMA operations in Ukraine for the sake of their business. Or we can give them the sites, for example, to develop their, and of course in Ukraine our base stations will be located on the sites of our GSM base stations, like for the benefits of both of us. So we service integration, commercial integration with, as you've also know, we have a plan to develop our, for example, our retail shops network, and it will definitely be task for those shops to sell not only MTS services but the services of the other companies. We like Comstar, like Skylink, like M2, like MTT, like Stream, like Skylink, as I mentioned. We also think that we can use the same sites. Internet sites to and to use internet commerce to let's say offer the proposals of different companies let's say that we cooperate with. We can use bundle products and bundle tariff plans to unite, like for example, ADSL and GSM services, and the examples of those bundles are well known in the West markets. So we have like 10 projects already launched inside Sistema Telecom Group on the convergence opportunities, and we believe that like most of them will bring the first financial results this year, and maybe another 10 will be launched through this year. So these are the like examples of the convergence services and convergence scenarios we will offer to the market this year, and as I said, it's just the beginning. The one of the last slides, but is one of the most important parts of our strategy, is the way we want to execute our strategies. So we, with our new budgeting policy, with our new motivation systems, with our new structure, with our new strategy plannings, with our new benchmarkings, and let's say with our new team in place, we really, with our new MIS systems, ERP systems in the company, we really plan that will achieve an excellence in the execution of the world level, and will develop this excellence to all of the markets where we operate. If we will not be excellent in execution, we will hardly be competitive. So to achieve the high targets in execution of our strategies in day-to-day operations, the strategies will still remain the dream. And we all understand that. We are very much, we're very much just target-oriented management team, and we really don't go high ideas and don't allow ourselves to go there. We do whatever is practical and whatever is financially proven this year and maybe next coming 2 years. That's why we don't dream for 2012. Mostly we are concentrated on the year 2007, and to a certain extent in the year 2009. And this is how our strategies tell us. Next coming 5 years, starting from 2006, ROIC higher than 25%, that's what we have to fulfill. So, and the last slide just recalls you what I've passed through in my presentation. So we know our market, we have a concrete strategy, what we want to do on this market. We want to become bigger, organic and inorganic way, in order to be long-term competitive. We're 100% focused on execution, and we are very much financially driven with all of our focus and plans. Thank you very much, and I pass the word to the CFO of the group, Mr. Rodman.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My speech will be definitely much more short and less exciting. I only have a few slides. And before we go to the exact numbers or guidance, I would like to say a couple of words on the following matters. First of all, we do not comment on the guidance of year 2006, as the year 2006 is already over, and as it was earlier said, the Q4 results and full year results are expected to be announced in the call at the end of the March. The numbers which we will be discussing in this part, in my part, they will be group numbers mostly, and the further discussion of the key matrices which are in my presentation will be discussed in the presentation of Mr. Aslanyan related to CAPEX and Mr. Shamolin related to overall market revenue and ARPU developments in Russia. And the guidance which we provide does not include Belarus. As you know, we do not consolidate the numbers, so the market situation in Belarus was generally discussed by Leonid, and further in the presentation we will pay less attention to that due to the unconsolidation reasons. So the group revenue guidance for year 2007. We believe that beginning in the year 2006, end of year 2005, everyone thought that the year 2006 is the last year of the growth, at least in Russia, and the only prospects for the years are mid-single-digit market and business growth. We are very happy to say that it's proved not to be true. As you know, there was a very positive dynamics in the market. In the year 2006, we saw very, very sort of financial disciplined behavior of the key players in Russia, and we believe that these positive trends are set to continue in the year 2007. We do not, at this stage, we do not foresee any major change in the markets we are playing in. That can lead to dramatic destruction of the existing trends. Having said that, we expect the overall group revenue growth in the year 2007 to be in the mid to early upper teens level, which is approximately 15% to 17% on the back of expected year 2006 results. This range basically provides us with the understanding that the beginning of this range, the lowest range is something which is more or less base case scenario. The upper part is something which is a more optimistic scenario. I would like to stress that both key markets, Russia and Ukraine, and this again will be discussed further, are likely to grow within our business in these two key markets are likely to grow within that range as well. The thing is that the contribution of the countries to overall group results is likely to remain the same as it was in the year 2006. The only dynamic we're going to see is that the share of Russia in the contribution to OIBDA and that income is likely to grow. You know that historically Russia accounted for approximately 73-75% of our revenues, and the late 60s, early 70s in terms of OIBDA and net income. We believe that for year 2007, the contribution of Russia to be approximately, again, 73-74%, Ukraine 24-25%, and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan 2% each. We in terms of the key market trends, again, we believe that the positive developments we've seen in Russia, Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan are likely to continue. The fierce competition we face in Ukraine is likely, unfortunately, to continue as well. There are no any signs at the moment which would tell us that the players in the Ukraine market will be changing their behavior to closer what we see in Russia. And we also expect that macroeconomic trends, which are forecasted by the international institutions and international banks, tell us that we're going to see further another year of the positive growth in Russia with increased customer spending, and we believe that this will also help us to achieve the levels of growth we are aiming at. the positive drivers again they are mentioned here. We're also going to see a significant increase in traffic in all countries we are playing in, specifically in the Central Asian countries. The MOU decline which we see there comes from the significant increase of penetration, and the newcomers are unlikely to have such a MOU and ARPU that we've seen in the year 2006 and previous years. Speaking about OIBDA for year 2007, we believe that there are two major considerations here. As you know, the guidance for year 2006 have been changed during Q1 results. We set the target of 50% OIBDA margin for year 2006. The key business optimization measures has been already discussed, and we believe that for year 2007 we will be able to achieve the same targets we are setting for year 2006. There are two major underlying developments behind that number. We believe that we will continue the rigorous cost optimization approach. We also will be focusing not only cost optimization as a part of our effort to improve efficiency, but also to find new sources of revenue growth. But this, unfortunately, will be offset by the costs which are out of our control or are under limited control. We already discussed the forecasted median inflation for year 2007, expected to be approximately 30%. We will see increase in the overall share of interconnect costs, which obviously will be offset by the revenues, but mathematically they will lead to further pressure on our margins. We will also see further increase in the costs which are associated with the regulatory agencies, such as cost for frequency spectrum. Also costs which are related to line rental and overall lease costs for premises and the land, as you know, is set to grow faster than inflation. So basically, we believe that our efforts to optimize the business will help us to offset the cost growth, which is also inevitable. We believe that the overall margin pressure is approximately 3% of the margin, and we, again, our further business optimization measures are aimed at finding this 3% EBITDA margin to offset the negative trends. Speaking about ARPU, the very hot topic over the last few quarters, we believe that the level of ARPU, which is likely to be reached in year 2006, going to be the lowest in Russia, at least, going to be the lowest in the short to midterm, unless the market develops again in the financial disciplined manner. We expect that ARPU will show single-digit numbers growth. We expect that this mainly will come from an increase in MOU stimulation, which was discussed by Leonid and will be further discussed by Michael. Obviously, new subscribers, which will be coming to us, will have a lower than average ARPU. At this stage, we believe it will be below $5. So basically, we will have to undertake significant measures to stimulate and upset the trend there. All in all, we see MOU growth, APPM decline, albeit at the single digit numbers, not that fast as it was in the previous years. And that will help us to generate ARPU of not less than $8 in Russia. The forecast for Ukraine is approximately $7 ARPU, which is the same as for year 2006. We will see erosion in ARPU due to the new lower value subscribers. We expect that upon the completion of the current stage of network development and significant increase of the capacity, we will be able to attract more customers, which again will help us to compete effectively with the very aggressive newcomers to the market, such as Vimpelcom and Astelit. The drivers to offset the ARPU erosion would be again stimulation of MOU of the current subscribers. We are planning to introduce MTS brand in the Q2, and I think the next meeting of this kind, of the kind we have now, is likely to be combined with the trip to Kyiv and the discussion of the first results of rebranding. Speaking about the cash flow and the balance sheet, the guidance for the organic development of the current business in terms of CapEx is that we will not overcome the target of the year 2006. We will see, however, within that number, the opposite movement in terms of the allocation of the CapEx among the countries. We will see significant decrease of the CapEx in business unit Russia. Just to remind you, this year forecast was approximately $1.2 billion. For year 2007, we expect to have approximately $1 billion of CapEx. We're going to see a significant increase of the CapEx in Ukraine. And again, this will be further discussed by Sergei Aslanyan. Speaking about the 3G CapEx, as you know, there was a tender announced for the 3G license. We are currently preparing our package and also preparing our business plan and business case. So at this stage, it would be a little bit premature to discuss the exact numbers. However, we will be able to discuss the CapEx guidance related to 3G during the Q1 results, which are expected to be in the second half of May. One thing to mention is that we expect that significant portion of 3G CapEx will come from the substitution of the current 2.5 GSM CapEx. There is a potential for additional spending on conversions projects and the stock repurchase program. However, speaking about conversions projects, we are not expecting any sort of mind-blowing numbers. It's going to be double-digit numbers in terms of millions of dollars, and it would be low double-digit numbers. Speaking about dividends, as usual, the board of directors will propose the dividends amounts in late April. At this stage, we expect the payout to be in line with the historic practices, historic developments. But further information will be given on the press release upon the board of directors after the board of directors in April. In terms of financing, the developments in the cash flow, as you know, were extremely positive for MTS. We expect this trend to continue, and we expect that free cash flow will further grow in year 2007. This will lead us to the fact that we will basically be able to finance both our organic capex and dividends from our own cash flow, and the further financing and the debt will be probably increased only in case we see material M&A opportunities to materialize. As you know, we arranged syndicated facility in the mid-year 2006, $1.3 billion. Half of it was directed to repayment of the current portion of the debt on that time. We still have approximately or more than $600 million of open debt facilities, and again, this gives us certain comfort that we will not need to significantly increase or attract new financing rather than that in the nearest future. Overall, we believe that we continue to be extremely financially and budget-wise disciplined company. We believe that the current policies and approach to business development will enable us to achieve the announced ROIC of 20-25% for the next 5 years. And for the further discussion of the developments in our IT technological strategy, I would like to pass the word to Mr. Aslanyan, who will discuss CapEx and technology. Thank you.
My name is Sergey Slanyan. I'm responsible for the technology and information technology stream of the company. My mission today is to give you an overall guidance on what would be the capital expenditure for the MTS group for 2007 and make some comments on the main technology trends of us as a technology company. As you see, we're on the group level, we have a much greater emphasis on the capacity over coverage spending in Russia. You can see that our capex to sales ratio is dropping from 44% in 2005 to 30% for year 2006, and we're forecasting to have it on a level 25 in 2007. Main trends for the group would be, as I said, capacity over coverage and additional capex in 2007 for 3G upon license acquisition. One of our main directions of interest would be increasing the quality of the network, and this is something we're going to pay very high attention in 2007. Also this will represent a decrease in capex sales ratio. From the group level, I want to move you into Russia technology trends. As you see, in Russia we have focus on investment dedicated to capacity upgrades, as Russia is one of our biggest territory. We will be paying attention to both actual and perceived network quality. And we can say now that massive investment into IT, such as billing system migration and ERP, have mostly been completed. We've now migrated 95-98% of our subscriber base to a new billing system, and we've completed the ERP project. So the peak is over now, and further IT investments would be driven by increasing service quality and gaining loyalty from customers. According to the business strategy and the technology strategy of the group, we will make some investment in the 3G network rollout and construction and rollout upon license acquisition, and we'll be also rolling out some edge, but only subject to a positive business case. As for capex, you can see that we're increasing into capacity. And from a technology standpoint, we'll be also looking at some new technologies such as point-to-multipoint and WiMAX as effective backhauling technology. We will be building about 4,000 base stations for Russia in 2007. And one of our main goals in 2007 and further on would be to harmonize our main suppliers, both radio and switching. In IT, we will we'll implement some major systems such as harmonization of intellectual platforms, prepaid platforms, and new CRM system. Now moving to Ukraine, it's from the network standpoint, it's pretty much the same. We're focusing on the radio network growth and mainly in capacity, but also in coverage. We'll be building about 2,500, growing from 9,000 to 11,500 base stations, and this is supported by about 70% of traffic growth. We'll explore some market opportunities that exist with regards to fixed wireless services and convergence, given some regulatory situation and available technology that we have in Ukraine. We'll make some investments into network optimization in Ukraine. And we've won a tender for CDMA network in 2006 for Ukraine. So we'll be projecting construction of CDMA EVDO network to support some convergent services aimed at corporate subscribers mainly. From the IT standpoint, we are planning to expand our billing, to unify and expand our billing system, along with prepaid platforms, implement revenue assurance and fraud management systems to increase our revenues, and to implement an extensive CRM system. So we're saying that in 2007, our customer relationship management will become a key differentiator for us to be more competitive on the Ukrainian market. Now moving to Uzbekistan, it's a little bit different story because the market is rapidly growing, and we're seeing an increased competition because with the expected entrance of the third operator. So we will pursue the extensive growth and coverage in 2007 for Uzbekistan, and we expect that the value-added services usage and value-added services and data-related services usage will increase, and then this is why we will need some extensive investment into capacity. As you know, strategic goals of MTS in Uzbekistan are mainly customer retention and leadership retention and increasing loyalty. So, and the, all the investment into IT and technology will be done in line with that strategy. In IT, we will implement the main projects and investment directions will be ERP and expansion of billing systems, as well as upgrades of our platform and the infrastructure. For Turkmenistan, as you know, we hold the majority of the market, so most of the population is already covered, and the future growth of future penetration, future growth will require more radio and switching capacity. We'll introduce some new services such as SMS and voice content services, and we'll be doing some basic IT projects such as expansion of IT systems and platforms. I think this is basically it on the technology stream, and I'll pass the floor to my colleague Mikhail Shamurin to comment on Russia.
Yeah, we'll have a coffee break now, 10-15 minutes, and then we'll continue.
Before the break, if I may, I would accomplish the list of introductions I've already made by introducing you Mr. J. Yadigar, from Director of Capital Markets of Sistema. He's here, please. And Mr. Viktor Kirillo, Head of IR of Sistema. He's also... But he's with us as well. What I also like to say, just for courtesy reasons, is that as you understand, Mrs. Gordon just joined us, and it's the third day she's with the company, and we traditionally use the safe harbor of like 3 months of silent period for her, so she's not in the position for obvious reasons to comment MTS and now, let's see, her plans and the current status quo in the company before the end of this silent period. I hope you would respect this.
The customer will take it.